cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Everybody watched the debate last night, almost everybody. Nations of the world, Vladimir Putin, he did. And Xi Jinping watched it. And I did. It was, I would prefer to listen to Karen Carpenter. And I mean that in a great way. One of the most beautiful singers ever in the history of the known world. Now, speaking of debates, the U.S. presidential debate, this is out of RT International. Psychiatrist analyzes mental health and body language. In the wake of the debates, some Democrats mince no words when slamming Biden's performance as an unmitigated disaster, a meltdown, and a slow-motion car wreck. There's no question that Trump came out the winner of the 27th U.S. presidential debate between him and Joe Biden, according to Carol Lieberman, a board-certified psychiatrist and best-selling author based in Beverly Hills, California. She gave her thoughts on how the two looked during the 90-minute debate. And I know there are many other psychiatric professionals, psychiatrists, who were watching the debate, like about 30 million people that are analyzing, criticizing, critiquing Joe Biden. The messages in his body language, according to Ms. Lieberman, it seemed like he was on some performance-enhanced drug, but it was either a lower dose or a less potent drug, or they didn't take into consideration that his cognitive decline was worse since the State of the Union address, Ms. Lieberman said. The 46th president, which he is not the 46th president. He is the imposter. This president, the imposter, had a hollow stare, a shaky voice, and seemed as though he might not make it through the whole 90 minutes. It seemed like he was going to collapse right there, according to the psychiatrist. POTUS's most striking problem during the debate, which viewers could not but notice, was his getting lost in the middle of sentences. Biden showed some of the typical signs of lying, such as being short of breath, having a rigid body, staring, shuffling, having increasing difficulty trying to speak. And I know that it was evident that he would definitely get tongue-tied. And there were a couple of times when Tapper was able to stop him. And the other, what was her name? I can't think of her name. But he would want to continue, and they'd say thank you and cut him off. So that thank, they had him trained. When they said thank you, do not talk. Cease, halt, and he did. According to Lieberman, now Trump's body language, he was much stronger and passionate about what's wrong with his country and his desire to fix it. He brought up a lot of great points. I loved when he said he didn't understand what Biden had just said. I couldn't understand what he was saying either. And he doesn't think Biden understood it either. He didn't want to pretend that Biden was making sense, Lieberman underscored. On the other hand, Trump let his narcissism show during the debate. I read an article, I think 4 years ago, The Personality of Presidents. They are all full of ego. They are all narcissists. Some mask it better than others. Obama never, since he began in politics, never ever masked his narcissism. His narcissistic traits have become stronger, more pronounced. And when you compare Trump with Obama, the two, there's no comparison. There is a term or a condition called a God complex. That is what doctors, as they've been in the medical field for long periods of time, they actually begin to pick up a God complex, an attitude that they, every decision they make, everything they say is true. It's just a complex that they get. This is what Obama has. And with this article I'd read about personality of presidents, generally, they don't like people. Biden doesn't like people. Obama doesn't like people. Now, Trump, on the other hand, he's different. So you have narcissism that despises people, narcissism that enjoys people. So there's narcissism, again, is narcissism. Trump does not have a God complex. Barack Obama does. And Obama, he doesn't have that. Not Obama. Biden doesn't have that. Biden is just aggressive. He just has an aggressive personality. People don't like him. He's not a good person. He grabs little girls by the shoulders and smells their hair. There's something wrong with that person. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be right back.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
And he was pumped full of drugs. We don't know what kind of drugs. We don't know, like Miss Lieberman said, maybe not enough. And maybe even though they pumped him full of different drugs, he didn't sweat, so he was full of Botox. He was pretty stiff-faced. He had no expression, so he's probably pumped pretty full of Botox. And going back to Donald Trump, you know, she's saying that, you know, Trump let his narcissism show during the debate when he kept saying his policies were the greatest and everyone loves him. And the fact was his policies during his 4 years were the best. Like he made the point that China, one thing that the new administration, when it stole the election, did not do is they didn't mess with the tariffs that Trump imposed on China. And like Trump said correctly, because this government needs all that extra cash. Anything extra. How much? Just a little more. This is true for the most part. She admits it. But he gave the people who like to say he's a narcissist something to point to, which they'll do either way. Even if he doesn't exhibit narcissism, they will still bring it up. If he does, he's damned. If he doesn't, he's damned. I'm using the expression. So whatever he does, if he does, like during his administration, the things he did for the American people, the American people understand what he did. Now, the other side, they did nothing but criticize him. And they'll continue to do that. She said he needs to tone down a little more so people can feel warm and fuzzy towards him. People don't want to you know, Biden was appealing to emotion. Appealing, he's a senile old man, basically begging for sympathy. He needs more attention. But the matter of you don't give direction to a country using emotion. When you deal with other nations in matters concerning trade, their emotion is not a part of the equation. Emotion, you save emotion for cocktail parties afterwards. It's reasoning. To run a country, you have to use your reasoning. Then the New York Times reported panic among the Democrats over Biden's fumbling and the shaky performance. According to the newspaper, the top Democrats have already floated the idea, and this is I knew was going to happen, and many people have talked about it too, replacing Biden on the ticket. So sending him to the nursing home. This is what they're thinking. There's talk of Michelle Michael Obama being in the shadows, standing at a distance, aloft, waiting like a cheetah ready to pounce. It's not possible. The psyche of the American people, they really don't care much for Michelle Michael Obama. They really dislike Kamala the phony Harris. But even more so, they do not care for Michelle with an Eichel. They don't care for her. Him, she, he, she, they don't care. I have a friend years ago. He said, I really don't like Obama, but Michelle scares me to death. And he was a black friend. He was a black brother. Then you had at the end of the debate, guess who comes running to the rescue? Cold-hearted Jill. Jill doesn't care for him. Let's don't believe the lie. She's his handler. She's the one that makes sure that he's, because he responds more to her because she's a woman and because she spends more time with him than the other handlers. She's able to control him, and he's more receptive to be controlled by her. She's just like a Nurse Ratched. Nurse Ratched Biden, Jill Biden. She came, she helped him, took his hand, and helped and basically led him. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know which direction to go. Trump walked off the stage as you're facing the stage to the left. He just walked away. Biden stood there. Jill came up the stairs, up the steps, and they were only about 4 or 5 inch steps. They weren't six or, you know, the big. They were shuffle steps. You want to shuffle down the stairway, not step down. So she shuffled him down, and immediately out of the background came another individual who was a pretty good-sized guy, just in case Joe took a forward dive. Jill could not have handled and held him up. Jill would have just stepped back. And this gentleman that was, or this individual standing at the bottom of the steps, short steps, little tiny steps, not big steps, was ready to catch him should he have lost his balance. He didn't know what to do. He stood there until Jill came up, took him by the hand, and led him down off the stage. And this is why Lieberman's last comment is that the Democrats are probably bailing on Joe. I think last night was evident that now they are going to kick him to the curb. Joe is going to be kicked to the curb. He served his purpose like an old worn-out glove or shoe. And I don't think there's going to be a second debate. Personally, that's just my own view, my own opinion. I think something's going to change now. The Democrat Party, they realize that not only do the leaders of the nations realize Joe isn't there, but now the American people, even the Democrats, realize that he's just not, you know, he's the word. Not to be mean to Joe, but Joe is mean anyhow, so he'd understand. He wouldn't snap back at me for saying that he's senile and that he needed to get home. He needed to get home quickly. And it's just very interesting. There was no press outside that I can find to see how and where did he go. Did he go back to Camp David? Where did he go? He's not staying at the White House. He has another facility someplace. But nobody is reporting on where does Joe live. Where does Joe stay? How many hours does he sleep daily? So this was quite fascinating. I endured it. I'm proud of myself. Now my narcissistic tendency is going to come out. I am so proud of myself that I stayed to watch the whole thing because I wanted to see what was going to happen. Okay, now I'll switch off my narcissistic personality. And go to another article. With what is happening in the Middle East, the United States is now beginning to move military forces closer to Israel. They're moving closer. Why? Because they believe that Israel and Lebanon are going to go to war, and they want to be able to evacuate Americans in Lebanon. This was out of Sputnik News. Pentagon moving military assets of the U.S. closer to Israel. Lebanon to be readily ready to evacuate U.S. nationals in event of an escalation between the Jewish state and Lebanese Shia movement. No, they're going to move them out. They're going to move them out. It's not a maybe. There's a possibility we may move them out. No, they're going to get the American nationals out of that area. Israel is going to war with the Hezbollah in Lebanon. It's begun. The second campaign of Israel has begun. You could even call it the third campaign. Well, there are three campaigns presently: Gaza, West Bank, Lebanon. There's going to be an additional escalation in the Iran supporting Syria, and Jordan will be the other theater soon. But the Jordanian government is basically telling the Hamas terrorists, Hezbollah, we are not We are not sending troops to supply troops for the war. They're not doing it. They know better. Abdullah the second stated, a friend told me that he had made a statement that he knows the Bible and he knows that Israel is going to take over the Transjordan, the area of Transjordan or present-day Jordan. He knows that. He stated it, according to this friend of mine. And I believe it because it's in the Bible in Psalm 83. Transjordan or Jordan is the land of the sons of Lot, Abraham's nephew, Ammon and Moab, which is northern Jordan, and also southern Jordan, is the children of Esau, Jacob's half-brother. I better tell you that every day, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the present truth. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up.
Weekdays, 11 to 1. The Present Truth Program. Okay, welcome back to the second half of the first hour. Weekdays, I was getting a drink. Weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. First hour is aired on AM Radio 1360. KHNC or 1360 AM radio, and also it is streamed live at 6 p.m. on 1360KHNC.com, podcasts on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and also on 1360KHNC.com. Sunday program, 10 to 1, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program is on AM Radio 1360. They are streamed. Programs streamed on 1360KHNC.com and also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com on Sunday. Okay. With what's going to happen with the military moving U.S. nationals out of Lebanon, on the report, the USS Wasp amphibious assault ship and the 24th Marine Expedition Unit moved into the Mediterranean on Wednesday. Also, the report cited another official saying that the ship and the Marine unit are planned to project military power to be a deterrent to the escalation in the region. We cannot avoid it. The world cannot avoid it. Hamas didn't back down. Hamas, they're down to two battalions. And Israel is now having to hit areas where there are civilians because Hamas troops are hiding in these facilities. Israel is still not moving until they have adequate intelligence, and they're minimizing the casualties to civilians. War is war. The Lebanese and Israeli government, they've remained committed to going after Hezbollah in Lebanon, and the Lebanese government, they want Hezbollah out too. There are talks with the allies to coordinate evacuations and coalition military operations. The confrontation between Israel and Hezbollah is likely to break out in the next several weeks. And Israel and Palestinian movement and Hamas, should they fail to reach a ceasefire deal, there will be movement. They're not going to come to any kind of a deal. It's not going to happen. This is the nature of jihad. Jihad wants to genocide the people of Israel, to ethnic cleanse the thought of Israel as a nation and the Jewish past. And then jihad is coming after the nations. the nations that have allowed this spirit of this violence in their nations, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You take in these people. They have not a culture. They have a military, political, religious ideology. And you can't change it. It can't be changed. This is generation to generation going back to, I think, the 4th century, 5th century. They're still a fairly new religion, if you want to call it a religion. They picked up the spirit of what they are from the Bible. So they're just a new... They took the teachings of Moses and the words in the scripture and created a religion. Not a religion, political movement. Then with what's happening in Ukraine, there's been 4,400 soldiers in Ukraine that have died in the last week. I repeat what I state. The life expectancy on the battlefield when they send anybody that can walk, talk, and carry a gun in Ukraine, Zelensky, anybody that is forced into a Ukrainian military, once they reach the front line, their life expectancy is 4 hours. 4 hours. The Ukraine losses up to 4,400 Ukrainian troops. And they're now Russia's bombing the airfields. We, America, are sending aircraft. And we're sending pilots. We're sending mechanics. We're sending technicians for our weaponry that we're sending, for tanks. Even some of these howitzers, they're very sophisticated. It takes time to train these Ukrainian soldiers on the technology. Well, rather than do that, all the NATO nations that are sending whatever, they're sending also personnel that can operate whatever is being sent. It's a madness. But Russia has been bombing the airstrips that these jets fly from and land on. America's Freedom Network, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, with Rodriguez.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network. Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears here, and I'm going to read something to you. You want to know the present truth. As hard and difficult as the truth may be, the truth will set you free. So I'm going to read something to you. This is out of Revelation chapter 6. We are in the period of time of the fulfillment of what I'm going to read to you. John says, I looked, I saw a lamb. When he opened one of the seven seals, I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there went forth a white horse. Its rider held a bow, was given a crown. He went forth from victory to victory. This is the individual that we in the West, in the Christian West, call Antichrist. The Jewish people don't refer to this individual as Antichrist. They don't know Christ. They don't know anything about the prophecies concerning Christ. They do have a prophecy by their prophet Daniel. Daniel says that at some point, an individual from a distant country will stand in the temple in Jerusalem, declare himself to be God. And then Israel will realize what we Christians refer to, who we Christians refer to as the anti-Messiah. He will come from America. And he goes out to make war, and he's going to be victorious in this war, the next war, in his campaign of war against the nations. He will be successful. Verse 3. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Out came another horse, fiery red. Rider was allowed to take peace from the earth, so that people will kill each other. He was given a large sword. So he's allowed to take peace, and he's given the means to kill, given a large sword. Verse 5. Then he opens the third seal. I hear the third living creature say, come. I looked, there was a black horse. Its rider had a balance for weighing in his hand. I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living creatures. It said, a quart of wheat for a denarian, three quarts of barley for a denarian. Don't damage the olive and the wine. And the denarian equals a day's wage. Then verse 7. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice and the four living creatures say, come. I looked. There was a pale green horse. Its rider's name was Death, Grave followed right behind. They were given, these horses were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, famine, disease, wild animals of the earth. Now, a fourth of the earth presently is about 1.7 billion people. This fourth horse is very interesting because he is now pale green. Pale green like, gangrene. And it has many interpretations. One interpretation is an army that has their flag green, Islam. Another interpretation, starvation. People begin to turn dark. Another interpretation is that it truly the combination of war, diseases, pestilence, sicknesses, where people are starved from oxygen and being able to absorb nutrients. We're in that world. I have an article I'm going to read. I won't get to it this hour. But it is an article that documents and has documented all of the, since 2021, all of these food processing plants that have been burned down or blown up under the Biden administration. Man's hatred of his fellow man, the hatred and the greed of the rulers and the rich men of the earth toward their fellow man. This is Revelation chapter 6, the four horses of the apocalypse. The hatred of a great ruler and all those that follow that serve him. And especially in the Christian West, the United States. But these four horsemen of the apocalypse, this is something that many people have been waiting for. You don't have to wait any longer. It is here. Disturbing as it may be. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment. and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy.
So I have two articles, one I'll get to after the in the next hour, and there's a UN author that states that the coal of humanity is the only realistic way to avert climate catastrophe. To coal humanity. Then, I mentioned here before we went to break, 100% or 100 companies that from 2021 and 2022, only those 2 years, plants, food plants that have been shut down. I'm going to read them quickly. Mammoth Smithfield Foods Pork Processing Plant. This is 421. Memphis Kellogg Plant. UBS Beef Plant. Patak Meat Company. Tyson River Valley Ingredient Plant. Made Right Steak Company. San Antonio Food Processing West Side. Cargill Nutrien Feed Mill. Louisiana, Wisconsin River Meats, Piercy Dairy Farms, Wisconsin River Meats Processing Facility in Wisconsin, Shears Food Processing Plant in Oregon, Shears Food Potato Chip Plant, the Deli Star Meat Plant, Fayetteville, Illinois, Brook and Farm Dutch Girl Creamery, 294,000 chickens destroyed, Stoddard, Missouri. 644,000 chickens destroyed, Egg Farm, Cecil, Maryland. 243,000 chickens destroyed, Egg Farm, Newcastle, Delaware. 750,000 chickens, 663,000 destroyed, Cecil Egg Farm, Cecil, Maryland. 915,000 chickens destroyed, Taylor, Iowa. 750,000 chickens destroyed, Egg Farm, Jefferson, Wisconsin. Nestle Food Plant, damaged by fire. 5,300,000 chickens destroyed, Egg Plant, Buena Vista, Iowa. 147,000 chickens, Kent Farm, Delaware. 315,000, Egg Farm, Cecil, Maryland. Walmart Ford Food Distribution Center. Turkeys destroyed, 172,000. You see what's happening? This is man-made. This is Cain in the principle of the spirit of Cain killing Abel. The rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, the families who control everything. This is mass genocide, culling of the people of the world through starvation. Revelation chapter 6.